Sunny Moon for Two, performed by UNI graduate student Azeem Ward on flute with Tanner O'Connor on guitar. We're recording in Iowa Public Radio Studio One on the University of Northern Iowa campus in Cedar Falls. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom, and we have performers here from UNI waiting to entertain you. This is Iowa Public Radio Classical, and IPR's Phil Moss and Tony Daner are assisting with this musical adventure. We're going to bring you musical selections in honor of Black History Month, thanks to the efforts of some amazing UNI students, and also UNI student recruitment and retention coordinator from the College of Humanities, Arts, and Sciences, and concert artist herself, Celeste Bembry. So thank you, students, and thank you, Celeste. Well, we're going to start, and we already have, with flutist Azeem along with guitarist Tanner O'Connor. And Azeem, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and that work that we just heard. And Tanner, jump in here too.
Well, I've been playing flute since I was 10, and I grew up in California originally and got my undergrad at UC Santa Barbara. And I am now attending here for graduate school for flute performance.
Yeah, my name is Tanner O'Connor. I'm a senior jazz studies major as well as a mathematics major. After school, I plan on moving to Kansas City to pursue playing jazz. And that last piece you heard was Sunny Moon for Two by Sonny Rollins, who's probably one of the most influential tenor players in jazz history. His heyday was in the late 50s and 60s through hard bop and through to the avant-garde. He really helped push jazz forward.
Well, now, Azeem, the next piece you're going to play is by yourself. And tell us a little about this, and you're going to be doing something special on this.
That's correct. So we're going to move quite forward in the spectrum of music. And beatboxing is something that's been invented more in the early 2000s. Or I should say beatboxing was more invented in the 1980s when hip-hop and DJs were going about creating hip-hop. But flute beatboxing emerged in the early 2000s, especially with a flutist named Greg Petillo. And the art of notating, you know, beatbox on paper is not something that was really done until 2011. And so in 2011, Greg Petillo was commissioned by the National Flute Association to compose a work for beatboxing and flute. And that's what sort of inspired me to make this work as well. The piece that I wrote is called Beatbox Partita a la Carte, and it's called a partita because there's four movements, but I'm only going to play the first movement today. And the first movement is called Parmesan, because I think it's a cheesy piece, and I hope you like it.
Parmesan from the Beatbox Partita by Azeem Ward, performed by Azeem Ward. And thank you both to Azeem Ward and also to Tanner O'Connor for appearing today on Iowa Public Radio Studio One in honor of Black History Month. Very nice. Thank you both.
Thank you.
We're going to turn now to UNI's undergraduate, Shannon Jones. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Shannon. What year are you at UNI and what's your major?
Well, I'm a freshman here, and I'm majoring in vocal music education.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Burlington, Iowa.
All right. Now, you brought a guitar with you, and you're planning to sing a popular ballad. Tell us about this work.
Well, it was co-written by three different people, by Christina Aguilera, who's the person that performs the song, also Flo Ruder and Jake Haggard. And Haggard started writing this song in 2015 after a young Black man, Mansour Balbay, was shot by two white policemen during a drug raid. And so there were a lot of riots that were going on in St. Louis and a lot of issues surrounding race. But then also this song isn't necessarily wholly about race, but also the issues that arise around the LGBT community. And so this song was actually supposed to be on Christina Aguilera's album, but it got released early after the Orlando shootings. And so this song really holds a lot of meaning about how there needs to be change in the world and how we shouldn't, you know, treat people differently based on, you know, their sexuality or based on their race. And so when I heard this song, it was really powerful and, you know, kind of rang in my heart. And I was like, this song holds a lot of meaning. And I didn't think about the fact that it was related to the Orlando shootings, but that's a powerful way for it to come out.
Young, I would look in the mirror. Didn't know it then, but now I couldn't be clearer that I remember being filled with such wonder before learning that the world could be harsher. See it then, but now I couldn't be clearer.
Thank you, Shannon Jones. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
And Shannon is a freshman at UNI and is with us in IPR Studio One as part of a special musical tribute to Black History Month. Michaela Dawson performs for us next, and Michaela is going to be presenting a reading by Langston Hughes called Dream. But before you start, Michaela, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing here at UNI.
I am a music education major. I hope to teach middle school or high school band and plan on doing my student teaching abroad and getting more cultural experience in South America.
Tell us about Langston Hughes. He's such a huge figure in American history.
Well, Langston was born in Joplin, Missouri in 1902. He is a poet of the Harlem Renaissance. He received a Guggenheim Fellowship and studied in Spain and Russia with that. He wrote novels, short stories, plays, poetry, operas, essays, and even works for children. He even collaborated with William Grant Still, who is known as the Dean of African American Composers, on the opera Troubled Island. He passed away in 1967, and in his lifetime he published over 100 poems.
So tell us about this work that you're going to read for us today and why you decided to select it.
I chose this today because with everything going on today, that's something that we need to remember, is to hold on to the dreams that we have and not let everything going on diminish what we really want to do.
Michaela Dawson performing for us next.
Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field frozen with snow.
Thank you, Michaela. That was wonderful. So why is it so important to hear this work during Black History Month?
Well, Langston Hughes is one of the most prolific African-American poets of all times, and he was not afraid to say whatever he felt, especially during the times that he composed, the 1920s, the 1930s, before the Civil Rights Movement even began. He was feeling these things, and to know that there are people who understood even then.
Well, thank you so much, Michaela, for performing for us today here in IPR Studio One as part of a special musical tribute to Black History Month. We're going to turn now to UNI's alumna, Andrea Allert. And Andrea is a violist. So, Andrea, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I graduated from UNI in 2013 with a Master of Music in Viola Performance. And before then, I have a degree in music education from Western Michigan University.
And you're teaching around in the area in various schools.
Yep. I have my own studio at West Music in Cedar Falls. I have about 30 students now, and I also teach in Cedar Rapids and occasionally play with Orchestra Iowa down there.
Well, tell us about this work and about this composer, Adolphus Hale Stork.
Okay. Well, this is a piece called Sanctum. It's a rhapsody for viola and piano. Sanctum was written for violist Beverly Baker. It is the third installment of Adolphus Hale Stork's Cathedral pieces. These three works represent Dr. Hale Stork's early memories of being in the choir at the Cathedral of All Saints in Albany, New York. According to Dr. Hale Stork, Sanctum reflects the contrast between turbulence and the outside world and the search for serenity within the walls of the cathedral. The piece is divided into six different sections that alternate between tranquility and agitation. The selection that I will be playing today is the opening of the work. It's for solo viola. It's kind of like a cadenza. To me, it represents somebody praying in a church by themselves. It's very reflective. It's very peaceful. And then there's moments of sadness and a lot of frustration. It's like somebody coming into the church, you know, sitting down in the pews, just praying by themselves about what's going on in the outside world and how that's reflecting on that person.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea Allert. That was really beautiful. And Andrea is a UNI alumna who received her master's in viola performance at UNI and is now a private teacher in the area. And Andrea is with us in IPR Studio One as part of a special musical tribute to Black History Month. And thank you again. That was really lovely. We have for you next Marcus Jackson. Marcus is an undergraduate at UNI, and he's also going to accompany himself on the piano. So Marcus, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a vocal music education major, a junior currently. I'm from Rock Island, Illinois. I started singing when I was probably 7 or 8 years old. I started playing the piano when I was 15 by ear. Just now started taking lessons in college last year.
Well, you plan to perform two works for us today, so tell us about the first one you're going to do.
The first song I'm going to be performing is called Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobbs. She's a very well-renowned solo musician. She's from Jessup, Georgia, born in the 1980s. She was raised in a church that was run by her parents, and like most who are raised in a church, you become very acclimated to the music side of things. So her solo career started back in 2010, and this is one of her biggest songs.
There is power in the name Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name Jesus. There is power in the name Jesus. There is power in the name Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I hear the chains falling. Yeah. I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
vocalist and pianist Marcus Jackson performing their Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobbs. Now, the next work you're going to perform is one that you composed yourself. So tell us about this piece.
Well, I had my first real experience at heartbreak almost a year ago. And like most music, the best music is sprung from emotions, you know. And saying that I'm singing this song because at that point in time, I just couldn't let go of the feelings that I had for the woman that I was with. Some days I cry, 'cause I didn't know where to go. I tried to run, but you wouldn't let me go. See, there's something inside of me saying try again, saying I should do it better, 'cause I'm a better man. But when the sun comes out and the moon starts to shine, you know that when we were made, that we were made for one another. I scream so loud, and my heart it languishes, and I know you're all I'm longing for. And I swallow my pride, it's like I don't know where to go. When you're not with me, I feel so dizzy, and I just don't know how to let go. I just can't let go.
Thank you, Marcus. And Marcus Jackson is performing with us today in IPR Studio One as part of a special musical tribute to Black History Month. And that was his own composition, Can't Let Go. So thank you very, very much. Athena Walton performs for us next, and she's going to be presenting a work by William Grant Still with pianist Rachel Storley. So Athena, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a sophomore here at UNI studying vocal performance. I hope to get my master's in vocal performance as well as my doctorate. I am from Des Moines, Iowa, and I graduated from Lincoln High School.
So tell us about William Grant Still. He is just an amazing composer.
Yes, William Grant Still was born in 1895 and he died in 1978. He has composed over 150 works, which include 5 symphonies and 8 operas. He was the first African-American composer to have a major orchestra play one of his compositions. He was also one of the first African-American composers to conduct a noted American orchestra. William Grant Still is known for melding jazz with his orchestral melodies as well as African music, and he is sometimes referred to as the Dean of African American Composers.
Tell us about this piece that you're going to be singing for us.
This piece is Grief. It is put to the text of a poem by Leroy V. Brandt. It was originally going to be titled Weeping Angel, but was later titled Grief. It is just a song about sadness and grief, and in my interpretation is a loved one filled with grief and sadness, and all you want is for them to feel better. And this is a song dedicated to that person to lift up their spirits.
Weeping angel, with pinions trailing,
Thank you, Athena and Rachel. Athena Walton is a sophomore at UNI, and she's performing today in Iowa Public Radio Studio One as part of a special musical tribute to Black History Month, and you heard the work Grief by William Grant Still. We have for you next Kaleem Manigault, and Kaleem is an undergraduate at UNI, and he's going to be performing on the guitar. He also brought with him today Abe Miller on tenor sax and Clayton Orion on bass. So, Kaleem, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're studying here at UNI.
Well, I study music composition with a jazz emphasis, if that's a thing. I really like composing jazz. I've been going here for 2 years, and I really enjoy it here. Everyone's really nice.
So you're going to play a piece by Wes Montgomery mm-hmm. for us. Tell us a little bit about Wes, because he's an amazing guy.
Yes, he is born March 6, 1923 in Indianapolis. He was very well known for playing with his thumb, because a lot of, other guitar players, would use a pick. And that was unique about Wes Montgomery that I think he's played with a lot of famous people from like Freddie Hubbard, John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley, countless other people that were the greats. And he died on June 15th, 1968, unfortunately, of a heart attack.
And he was just an amazing, amazing guitarist and really set the standard. So tell us about this first work you're going to play by Wes Montgomery.
This first tune, Fried Pies, is a blues. And I'm feeling it's about home cooking, I've never had fried pies before, but they sound pretty interesting.
Thank you.
Okay, Fried Pies by Wes Montgomery. I bet everybody's hungry now. Guitarist Kaleem Menegault, along with Clayton O'Ryan on bass and Abe Miller on tenor sax. Now, you have a Wayne Shorter tune for us. Tell us a little bit about Wayne Shorter.
Oh, man. I'm actually a pretty big Wayne Shorter fan. I love his music. He's pretty famous for playing with Miles and his quintet back in the late 60s, I think. And yeah, he's came out with pretty successful solo records with pretty famous musicians like Herbie Hancock, which actually Herbie Hancock played with the Miles Davis Quintet.
So what are you going to play for us?
We're going to play a tune called Footprints. It's a modal jazz tune.
Mm-hmm.
Footprints, a Wayne Shorter tune performed today by Kaleem Manigault on guitar, along with Abe Miller on tenor sax and Clayton O'Ryan on bass. And Kaleem, thank you so much for bringing your ensemble with us.
Absolutely.
And Kaleem is performing with us today in IPR Studio One as part of a special music tribute to Black History Month. We're going to turn now to UNI's student recruitment and retention coordinator from the College of Humanities, Arts, and Sciences, and concert artist herself, Celeste Bembry, is going to be performing for us. With her at the piano will be Dorothy Rainey. Celeste, tell us about what you're going to be performing today.
Well, it's a joy to perform the iconic national treasure of the foundation of American music, and that's the Negro Spiritual. And it was born out of the slavery experience, and sometimes the composers are not known. Many of the melodies are composed on the slave scale, which is very different from the diatonic scale, and we can pluck these melodies all on black keys, several of them. And so it's music that is so hopeful, yet it provides a lamentation of the condition in which people found themselves, yet the tradition is very hopeful for a promise of a better day. I'd like to read from a published work by an enslaved woman. Her name is Harriet Jacobs, and you can read her story, Incidents of a Slave Girl, published in 1861, and I found this source at the Smithsonian Black History Museum. So I'd like to read her words and segue into singing an iconic spiritual, Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. My name is Harriet Jacobs, born in 1813 in Edenton, North Carolina. I have endured a lifetime of suffering, hardship, struggle, and survival. You may read my story, Incidents of a Slave Girl, published in 1861. I am aware that some of my adventures may seem incredible, but nevertheless they are strictly true. I have not exaggerated the wrongs inflicted by slavery. On the contrary, my description falls far short of the facts. I wish I had been more competent to the task I had undertaken, but I trust you will excuse deficiencies in consideration of the circumstances. I have not written my experiences in order to attract attention to myself. On the contrary, it would have been far more pleasant to me to have been silent about my own history. Neither do I come to excite sympathy for my own sufferings. Oh, but I do earnestly desire to arouse the women of the North to a realizing sense of the condition of millions of men, women, and children in bondage, suffering what I suffered, and most of them far worse. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A long ways from home, a long ways from home. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A long way from home, a long way from home.
That was beautiful, Celeste. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to share with the listening audience that very soon, in the last part of March and April, August Wilson, a very prolific African-American playwright, his screenplay Fences is getting all kinds of awards right now in film. And the August Wilson play, The Piano Lesson, is going up on campus. And so we invite the listening audience, absolutely free, and we will do a dramatic reading of Piano Lessons. And there is a perfect segue into an art song. Spiritual now has moved to the concert hall, out of the slavery experience to the concert hall. And Dorothy and I would like to present the art song, I Just Can't Keep From Crying, by the amazing arranger-composer Margaret Bonds. And prior to that, I will read a sampling from Bernice. I play Bernice in this play. Her brother wants to sell this piano that has carvings of family history. He wants to buy land in Georgia. She's in Pittsburgh, and he's come, and they are arguing their points of perspective, what should happen with this piano. And Bernice says, "You ain't taking that piano out of my house. Look at this piano. Look at it. Mama Ola polished this piano with her tears for 17 years. For 17 years, she rubbed on it till her hands bled. And then she rubbed the blood in it, mixed it up with the rest of the blood on it. Every day that God breathed life into her body, she rubbed and cleaned and polished and prayed over it. Play something for me, Bernice. Play something for me. Play something. I cleaned it. Every day I clean it up for you. Play something for me, Bernice."
Lord, I just can't keep from crying sometimes.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to close the hour with Lift Every Voice and Sing by John Rosamond Johnson, with lyrics by James Weldon Johnson. Performed by UNI students and Celeste Bembry with Rachel Storley at the keyboard. A big thank you to the UNI students and pianist Dorothy Rainey and Rachel Storley. Programming thanks goes to Celeste Bembry. We taped this Black History Month special in Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 on the UNI campus. Iowa Public Radio thanks goes to technical producer and engineer for today's show, Phil Moss. Thanks also goes to IPR's Tony Daner and assistant Rachel Berenger. We've had the great honor today of presenting UNI students and friends here on Iowa Public Radio Classical in celebration of Black History Month. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom. Thanks for listening.